Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Please be seated. How depressing. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. How much the words of the preacher ring true in our ears and hearts when death has touched ones we love. When we hear of yet another shooting, a tragedy or hardship strikes, when discouragement, disappointment, and despair grips us. When the things happen in life that remind us yet again that we have absolutely no control over any of it. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. During his lengthy introduction, the preacher reminds us that the sun rises and the sun goes down and returns to the place from where it came. A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. There is nothing new under the sun, and there is no remembrance of former things. All our toil is vanity. For after we're dead and buried, we soon are to be forgotten. For all we hope, all we dream, all we set out to accomplish in order to change the world, for all the toiling which we have toiled under the sun, nothing ever seems to change. All the great achievements of progress of past generations is squandered and whittled away by generations yet to come. Not even pleasure remains. Murder, hate, violence, oppression, poverty, sickness, death, they all have been around since nearly the beginning, and they will outlast us in this earthly life. They aren't going anywhere as long as the earth continues to revolve around the sun, continuing to afflict the children of man. And no matter how hard we work, no matter how hard we try, we are just never going to overcome them. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. All is vanity and striving after wind. So what's the point? What are we to do? While the preacher answers, there is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. But how? If all of our toiling is done in vain, if nothing ever seems to change, if all of our pleasure is fleeting, then how can we find enjoyment in what we do? There is a quote attributed to Martin Luther that fits very well here. Whether Luther actually said it or not is up for debate, but it is a good quote nonetheless. It goes like this. Even if I knew tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree today. What would be the point of doing something that seems so pointless? How can we find enjoyment in something that seems so vain? The preacher and Luther both know, however, something that gives them this joy even in the midst of vanity. This also, the preacher says, I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. This world is full of rising and dying. As the preacher goes on to say in Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven. Yet in this life of constant striving and vanity, there is hope for those who please God. Because unlike the changing world that never changes, whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken away from it. But And the preacher and Luther both know what the Lord has done for them. And you too. You who are touched by death, who are touched by illness, who are touched by suffering and hardship and distress, you know of the steadfast love that the Lord has, that it endures forever. For all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, we have been baptized into his death, so that all that is earthly within us and clings to this vain world which is passing away has been crucified with him. And all of us who have been baptized into his death have also been baptized into his resurrection, so that our lives even now are hidden with Christ. When this world eventually passes away, we will not. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, we also and all those we love who believe in him will appear with him in glory. For this reason, all that we do in him will never pass away, but it will endure forever. All the good that we do for one another, all the love that we share amongst ourselves, though it may seem vain in this life, though it may seem vain in this moment, because we are hidden in Christ, it will endure to life everlasting. We are building the eternal kingdom of God here and now. That's what gives the preacher joy in all of his toiling that seems meaningless, pleasure that seems fleeting. It's what gives the power to the quote attributed to Luther, "Because of Christ, sin, death, and sickness, in the end, they do not outlast us. We outlast them, all who trust in the steadfast love of the Lord." For unlike those who do not believe in his love that endures forever, whose shepherd is death, we are his people and he is our shepherd. And our life is more than the abundance of possessions we have. So what we do now has eternal significance. Don't let the seeming vanity of our earthly lives rob you of your eternal joy. Don't let the earthly fleeting of pleasures lead you into sin and rob you of the pleasures that have no end. Do not let the vanity of this life overwhelm and consume you. Instead, consider the eternal treasure that is already stored up for you and those you love in heaven, and live with that end in mind, putting to death all that is earthly within you. For anything done in and for the sake of Christ is never done in vain. So enjoy your life. You have been given it by Christ, but not in a way that ignores the giver. For those who seek after the vain pleasures of the world will come to an end with the world. Instead, enjoy your life. Share what you have for the sake of the one who shared his life with you, storing up for yourself treasures in heaven, knowing that one day every earthly thing will be undone, but everything done in Christ will endure forever through and by his steadfast love. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ and his steadfast love that endures forever. Amen. We continue with our offering.